top. Hit them for no stop, ayy. Don't stop, ayy. Don't stop, ayy. Run a man on that beat. Run a man on that beat. Run a man on that beat. Ayy. Run a man on that beat. Okay. Matt, do your dance, do your dance, do your dance, ayy. You ugly. You your daddy's son, ayy. Ayy. Do your dance, ayy.
The views and opinions expressed on KYND 1520 Talk programs are those of the host, guest, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its owners, management, other hosts, or advertisers. Show topics on this station may include conversations on any lifestyle, belief, religion, political affiliation, or other personal practices. KYND, a Synergy Broadcasting Company. KYND, Cypress, Houston.
A Synergy Broadcasting Company.
Your kind of talk. Your kind of music.
Your kind of radio.
The powerful 1520.
Chat with Pat radio broadcast. I'm your host, Yuri Solomon, missing our president. He'll be here in a minute. But we have a host of pastors, PAC pastors, in the studio with us. PAC stands for Pastors Advancing the Kingdom. Pastors Advancing the Kingdom. And advancing the kingdom is what we're all supposed to be doing. And so we're just pastors giving leadership to advancing the kingdom. Today's topic, we've been talking about the forums, having family forums. And so we're going to dig down into those family forums even more. You remember on last week, if you were with us, we talked about proactive thinking. And today we're going to talk about core values, how to increase the value, your value, but what you're communicating to other people when you're having these family forums, the members of your family, not just your family, but even beyond that, to help people increase their value. We want to remind you that you can join us. We want to hear from you. You hear us. We want to hear you. And so you can call anytime in our broadcast. We're opening it up for the whole time. And just dial 832-230-5592. That's 832-230-5592. Let's start by introducing our pastors that are sharing in the studio today.
Good afternoon. This is Harry Coles, Equippers Bible Fellowship, 2600 Chu Street, Houston, Texas, 77020. Welcome. Look forward to having a great show today.
It's Pastor Harold Marshall, 8734 Winswept, Abundant Harvest Church, Piney Point, Texas. Blessings to you.
Pastor Roderick Young, Bethany Missionary Baptist Church, 3307 Elysian Street, there in the Fifth Ward area of the city. Welcome.
Pastor James Warden, Second Baptist Church in the Heights, 810 West 24th Street. May God's blessings be upon you as you listen today.
I'm Pastor Ralph Crowder from Club Creek New Life Community Baptist Church, 8109 Creek Bend, Houston, Texas, Southwest Houston. God bless you all.
All right. Great, great. Now, we've been talking, and it all kind of stems from the idea of a healthy family initiative. That's the goal, to get our families healthy. And as we talked about in the last few broadcasts, healthy means that we have open and free communication. And through that communication, we can hopefully impact one another and help us to grow in maturity in the sense of how we deal with life and our purpose for being here. Now, spiritual leader interacting with his family. Now, spiritual leader we've defined as one who is empowered to show others how to love God and love others. So that's the goal. Two things: love God and love others. And so we are called to be leaders in that respect of helping others to develop loving God and to love others. And what we want to do, again, putting it in the context of the family and particularly a family forum, and having a proactive mindset as to where you're trying to take the members of your family, that comes through something that we call core values. Core values. When we talk about our classes, and of course you can learn a whole lot about those classes. Just visit our website.
That is chatwithpack. That's PAK.org. Chatwithpack.org.
So you can go to that website. You can learn about our classes, and we're discussing something that's a staple in those classes today. And so we want one of our instructors, and there are about three or four sitting around us,
yeah.
to talk about these core values that are in our class.
I guess I'll start it off. One of the things is these core values. We believe that when you have these, you can navigate through life a whole lot better and be that spiritual leader. And one of them is truthfulness. And that's just straight up telling the truth, being true to your word. We've got servanthood, which is handling or taking care of other people's things as if they were your own. Let's see what we got. Stewardship. No, it's stewardship. They signaled over there, Tim. I think I kind of messed that up over there. Y'all can jump in anytime y'all want. You know. But no. Stewardship is taking care of people's things like they're your own. Servanthood is when you serve others and do things for others with no strings attached.
Right.
Okay.
There you go.
So what we got left there? We got faithfulness. Okay.
Faithfulness.
Being true to your commitment.
Right, right.
And integrity.
And integrity, that's right.
Doing right because it's right.
Because it's right, because even if nobody's watching.
All right. Did you hear that? Faithfulness, integrity, truthfulness, stewardship, and servanthood.
It fits.
That's it. That's what I have on my paper right here.
It fits.
Yeah.
So there it is. F stands for faithfulness. I stands for integrity. T stands for truthfulness. S stands for servanthood, and the next S stands for stewardship.
Yeah.
And so these are the core values of that we teach that helps people become, in particular for our class and our aim, better employees. Is that
right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And better people, and these particular core values, we have five areas that they should be demonstrated. First of all, in your personal life.
Right.
Because if it's not working for you, it won't work for anybody else. And then, not only in your personal life, but your family life.
Right.
Your career or school, community, and your church.
Right.
And those are the five areas that we have been given to go and take dominion over, or to go out and be a part and participate
right.
in those five areas.
We incorporate this in what we call a kingdom concept, that the church is a part of a kingdom, and therefore it has a king. One of the things that we established in our first class, the guys would honor the church property. They would go across the street to smoke their cigarettes. And they came in, and you could tell they were feeling good about going across the street, and it was a good teaching moment, because I could tell them the problem is God was across the street. God was across the street, and God is everywhere. And when you begin to order yourself according to God's presence everywhere, it increases your value.
Right.
And then you begin to have this desire, because your living is now one to spread the kingdom and honor the king. And so then you can add these core values, God's order, God's core values, to your life. And then it makes you, in any arena, it makes you more valuable and increases your value. And when you increase your value, people will gravitate your way, not because you need that feeding, but because there's a need in the midst of the lives that we live for someone to show some light.
Yeah. All right, and I like that we introduced this concept of the kingdom concept, put it that way, kingdom concept, which is your sphere of influence.
Right.
That's what it is. It's your world. It's the people that you are around regularly.
Yes.
And so that boils down to five areas generally in a person's life.
Mm-hmm.
Your personal, of course, you're around yourself, or you are yourself, that's personal. Right. And then your family.
Yes.
Right. Your career.
Yeah.
Your church. And your community.
Right.
Let's talk about those five areas.
You know, one of the things I shared with a group when we first started is that if you can't get yourself right with God personally, because you spend more time with you than you spend with anybody else. And once you have that straightened out, the next group of people you spend a whole lot of time with should be your family. And sometimes we get that jacked up. We spend more time at the job than we do at the house. And one of the greatest things that ever impacted me, when I wanted to know how to be a good, godly man, I heard another preacher tell another preacher who asked, what is the priority of life for a preacher? And he said, God has called you to be a man first, a man of God first. And that's that personal area.
Mm-hmm.
And once you get that straight, the next one you have comes with the wife, your husband. You need, that's your second priority. You got kids, then your kids is your next priority, which is now the family.
Mm-hmm.
And then where do I spend my next amount of time? At the job, be it at the church, if I'm a preacher and pastor at the church, or at work. I spend most of my time at work. That is where I should have my greatest influence. And if we're allowing the kingdom to reign in me personally, guess what? It affects my family and it affects my job. Then when I go to church, it affects those that are around me at church. And when I'm going to the store, when I'm going down to get my car washed, the car fixed, it impacts everyone I encounter at that place. And just this past week, Monday, we were at an event. And we're standing, we're talking to a guy from the Astros. He's one of the salesmen of the Astros. We had a nice little conversation. The first thing I asked him after a while, I said, can I ask you something personal? He said, sure. I said, what's your relationship with Jesus Christ? And I'm saying that because if God has my heart personally, no matter wherever I go, it comes out, and I want to take dominion.
Mm-hmm. If I can add on to that, when it comes to taking care of those five areas, we have to make sure that in our personal life we have those five core values that we teach. That's why we teach them in the class.
Right.
Because it's so important to have those, and you say in your personal life that you can carry it on, but there's no way we can do it without having integrity, being truthful, and servanthood, stewardship, and being faithful. So I just wanted to add on that. That's why we put so much emphasis on those five cores, because that's what's going to help us do what we do in the five areas of life that we have dominance over.
Right.
Right, that's great. And then back to, I like what you said, Harry, about the order of life. Get yourself together first, and then and sort of kind of simultaneously, because God grows us in dealing with people.
You're right.
Life is about relationships.
Yeah, you're right.
It's simultaneous in that sense.
Right.
But what I want to jump to is the emphasis on the family.
Right.
Because the family is your base. Right. Operation for all the rest of life. I mean, how can you go out and tell somebody else how to handle their children,
mm-hmm.
and then they follow you home,
mm-hmm.
and your house is in disarray?
Yeah. Well.
Are you're the greatest manager of people out at the store,
right.
where you work at, you know, you manager of the store, and then you come home and you can't manage your own family.
Right.
And then worst of all, in the church.
Right.
How many pastors' homes are in complete and utter disarray?
My.
And yet they have mounted the pulpit, and the Bible, in fact, says that a man ought to be able to manage
his own house
well.
Yeah.
So just speak to that family idea, that that's the base of operation, and especially in relationship to the core values. And we're going to dig into these core values all momentarily. Right.
And we want to understand that managing your house sometimes will cause it to be a disaster. Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah, you know, we don't want to present it like just because you're managing your house, everything is going to go well.
Right, right.
Because we've all experienced some management of our house causes folks to act up.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things that we talk about in class is how to manage in a chaotic situation.
Mm.
Because, you know, a lot of the, to be honest, a lot of the people that sit in our classes, they don't have wives, they have baby mamas.
Yeah. Mm.
And our instruction is, your baby mama might be crazy, and your baby's daddy might be crazy, but those kids didn't ask to come here.
My.
So you're to go and be a woman, a man of God, that child can follow.
Mm.
Another thing, when you think about this family concept, I mean, it's so real now. You don't necessarily, it's not about having scripture, or reading scripture to be this person who has this influence, but it is about being an example.
That's it.
You've got to be the example that others can see. And when you think about this form, because we want to make it sure that you understand it's in the family, it's a struggle because you've got different types that are in the family.
Right.
Everybody may not be there, but somebody has to be an example there.
Yeah.
Whereby the influence can happen, it can flow down, because it's a concept whereby we're working together, and so it's the influence comes through what we do and how we are an example for others to see.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. All right, now when we talk about faithfulness, and we talk about integrity, and we talk about truthfulness and servanthood and stewardship, and we're trying to install these things into our family forum and get these things over.
Mm.
And of course you have to be faithful to communicate
right.
Faithfulness, but let's start with faithfulness, and let's talk about that in relationship, particularly to, well, let's give me some illustrations of what we mean by that.
I think the simplest one is, if a man has a wife, being faithful only to that wife, and not enjoying the pleasures outside of the home, not entertaining the advances, the encouraging words that others may give them while they're away from the house, irregardless what the wife is acting like at the house. He's faithful to her because he's first faithful to God. Then because of that, he don't stray away from what he's been called to do and what he's promised to do in that covenant relationship with his wife. That's just a simple, basic one.
Right, but now let's talk about it in context to life, in context to being on the job.
Well, being
you
faithful,
know, the walking out in other areas.
Being faithful would also illustrate by being on time to work. Do a job that you know you have been assigned to do. That means to be true to your commitment or to your intent. Say what you mean and mean what you say. If you say you're going to be there, be there. Don't have someone looking for you. You're supposed to be there at 8 and you come at 9. And just because the boss isn't around, because you know he won't be there, you're being faithful.
Right.
And so that's a good example of faithfulness.
Well, one of the things...
I like to say faithfulness is the engine that drives the other. Because if you think you're a good steward and you're a good servant and you tell the truth, but you're not faithful to your commitment,
mm.
then that stays at home. Yeah. You know, the others won't work if you're not faithful to your commitment. And that's why I call it the thing that drives, for lack of a better word. Right. I think that's the value that drives the others.
Right.
That I'm gonna be faithful to truthfulness. Mm. I'm gonna be faithful to servanthood. I'm gonna be faithful stewardship. And I like to say stewardship is not only treating other people's things as your own. Sometimes it's treating them better than your own.
Right.
Well, we're going to get to stewardship. Let's stick to faithfulness.
Yeah. Let me say something on faithfulness.
Let's not cross them right now.
All
right.
As I think back on faithfulness in my life and in the workplace, you know, I've had 3 jobs in my life, y'all, and being a pastor, that's my 3rd one. But one of the things that was always the issue for me is people being on time, being that I could count on them. I believe back when I was working for a certain company, one thing that I had, I was faithful. And the guys who usually work with me, we were faithful. We got the best jobs. We made the most money. And, you know, on every job, you're going to make some mistakes and have some issues. But because I was faithful in that, because he could depend on me to take care of business, even when I had a mistake, you know, it took care of it. I'm not trying to go to the other one called value. I'm trying to stay on faithfulness right now. But right, but right. Faithfulness will take you a long way with people that you are working for.
All right. We're going to get back to this topic of faithfulness. You're listening to Chat with Pac, Changing the Inner City, One Family at a Time. We'll be back after this.
KYND 1520, KYNDradio.com.
Hello, this is Lawrence Rice, and I'm inviting everyone to join me for the Rice Business Report. We'll be discussing business startups, business trends, and much more every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. here on 1520 KYND, your kind of talk.
Hello, this is Fred Hoyer coming to you for Bayway Lincoln. If you have had credit problems in the past, call Fred. If you had a repo in the past, call Fred. If you had a bankruptcy in the past, call Fred. Call Fred Hoyer today at 281-929-6500. Let Fred and Bayway make it happen for you. Receive a 40-inch flat screen TV with the purchase of any new or pre-owned car. Any credit problems, call Fred. Let Fred make it happen for you at Bayway Lincoln.
Bayway Lincoln, 45 South, Gulf Freeway at the Fuquay exit. Call Fleet Manager Fred Hoyer, 281-929-6500. Bayway Lincoln, a part of the Bayway Auto Group.
Pre-need funeral arranging has allowed families to grieve the loss of a loved one without the stress of making emergency funeral arrangements. Have your family celebrate your life and not have to handle making funeral arrangements and the stress of paying for home-going service. Call me, Lawrence Rice, at 832-970-0492. That's 832-970-0492. To make an appointment to discuss your or a family member's life celebration, it's a sensible thing to do.
Are you ready to take control of your finances? Then you don't want to miss the new faces of the new age of financial services. The Houston Housewives of Finance. The Houston Housewives of Finance. You work hard for your money. Now learn how to get your money to start working for you. Join the conversation every Wednesday beginning at 6 p.m. right here on 1520 KYND. Don't miss that. From the woodlands to Warden, on the air everywhere. Everywhere. The powerful 1520.
You're listening to Chat with Pac, changing the inner city one family at a time. We're talking today about core values, and that being installed into the family forums. And one way that you could find out more about what we do here Chat with Pac. I want to say Jesus, I'm gonna make many everybody. That's what getting me. And then I want to say IP. Integrity Plus empowerment training. But anyway, visit our website. Give us that.
That's going to be a Chat with Pac. That's PAK chatwithpac, passiveadvancingthekingdom.org, chatwithpac.org. And there at that website, you can also download some of our publications, some of our information that you can actually walk with us through this study as we've been sharing on the air.
All right. We have some materials that he just talked about that can be downloaded from the website, or you could call us and get a copy that way. But Pastor Warden, could you tell us about some of these materials we're making available?
Yes, we have Sharing Love with Thugs, Understanding How to Relate to Inner City and Hip-Hop Culture. That's what we're discussing right now. But we also have the Second Adam. It's a men's discipleship program and a training outline to help men get better. We also have the Healthy Family Relationship Manuals. It talks about developing powerful and productive families who advance the kingdom by engaging the culture.
All right, and all of this is about just learning how to interact with people in such a way that you make them better.
Yeah.
As opposed to just, you know, fighting and talking and yelling and screaming and disagreeing and breaking up and all that stuff that humans do.
Right. Mm.
This is about getting in there and doing it with a purpose, having proactive thinking. All right. And so something else we want to make mention of, November the 18th and January the 9th. Talk to us, Harry.
November 18th, we're having our graduation at our main campus, 2600 Q Street, Houston, Texas, 77020. We'd like for you to come and join us there. And on January the 9th, we'll be starting our first class of the new year. The first class of the new year, we'd like to go to our website, call in, and set up an opportunity to come and join our campuses. There are campuses all across the city.
Right, and if you want to find out about more information about this stuff and you don't want to go to the website, or you want to, just call us. Just call the offices.
Yeah.
713-784-6055.
Yeah.
We will plug you into any of our other campuses. We will tell you all about the program, when they start, and what you would everything. Listen, through these programs, you get an opportunity to get in front of the line,
right?
On job opportunities,
right,
with companies that we're plugged into,
right,
so better than 10 companies, I think,
right,
that we're plugged into, and we put hundreds of people to work.
Yeah.
And through these programs, not that we have jobs, but you get the point. We have connections that put you up front just by going through our 8-week course. All right, let's do this. We're talking about core values and plugging those things in. Those things that we've named: faithfulness, integrity, truthfulness, stewardship, and servanthood. And we're gonna do this. We're gonna go to the phone lines now. And come on, caller.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, I was calling to get some insight on how to instill faithfulness within an older adult and understanding of faithfulness.
Mm.
All right. How do you say your name?
Dana.
Okay. I just didn't want to get it wrong. All right, Dana. So how do you install faithfulness? That's a good question. How do we communicate? How do we transmit that to older adults? Is what she's particularly interested in. Older, yeah.
Mm. I think the process starts from the inside out, and what I mean by that is the real change is going to come with the individual desiring to trust the Lord and allow Him to change that. But we've been talking about all before setting an example, being that example of faithfulness. Sometimes what people see in us is not what we think that we actually present. So we actually evaluate our own hearts to ensure that we're being faithful in everything that we're doing. Then I think that will be the only way outside of God working and changing an individual, transferring that particular value by setting an example for them.
Dana, is the individual born again? Do they know Jesus?
Yes, they do.
Okay. If they know Jesus, there's hope. The Holy Spirit can work. And you have to do some work. You have to pray for them, and you got to believe that you receive what you ask for before you receive it. So you have to ask the Holy Spirit to intervene in their lives and Also, you got to be an example, but ask the Holy Spirit to intervene in their lives and remind them that Jesus said that it's required of a man that he be faithful. And faithfulness has rewards. So you have to instill in that person that there's rewards for doing good. I'm going to let these other men speak, but I got two examples I might bring up to let you know about faithfulness having its reward.
You know, I think, excuse me, Pastor Marshall, I think one of the main things we have to remember is what we're talking about here. We talked about the family and how to change the family. And so we're talking about being that spiritual leader. And yes, it's going to boil down to being an example. I was at a prayer breakfast this morning, and a lady said something real interesting. We were talking about young people and said they're going to do what we do, and they're not going to do what we, you know, they're going to do what we don't do. You know, when it comes down to it, y'all, the greatest thing is an example.
Right.
And mm-hmm. we've got to understand that. And like Pastor Warren said, you know, sometimes we've got to look at ourselves and say, hey, am I really doing the best in my example that I can?
Right.
And that's it. You know, we just got to be the example in faithfulness. What do we think faithfulness is? What does it look like? I'll say it like this. Paul says in Philippians 4:9, he says, those things which you both heard, seen, and learned, those things which you learned, heard, and seen in me, do those things.
Right.
And then he puts a thing there, and I love it. He says, and the God of peace shall be with you.
Yes.
And so I would just say we need to walk in a way that we can let people know, hey, look, if you do what I do, as what be faithful like I'm being, if you watch me, if you do the things I do, you'll have peace, because that's why we can't be faithful sometimes, because we don't really have peace.
One of the things that we failed to mention, everything that everyone has said is so true, but in teaching the class, one of the things before we approach the five values is we explained that when Adam sinned, God lost territory.
Mm-hmm.
And as he gains that territory in our hearts that once belonged to him, something happens called spiritual growth.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no really adding these things without a certain amount of spiritual growth, which everyone is talking about. But it's as people are born again and they're saved, but sometimes they don't ever give God that place in their heart.
Right.
And so we talk a lot before we get to the five values about relinquishing that territory in your heart. And until he relinquishes that territory in his heart to let God come in, you know, then it's hard for him to understand why he should have any of these values. And because children, they don't understand these kind of things. So as he begins to grow, and hopefully he's in the right Bible teaching setting, the example is there, and all those things, the Holy Spirit is there, and he begins to relinquish his heart, because I believe it's humanly impossible to make someone faithful.
Yeah.
I want to encourage you to go to our website and download some of our materials. Healthy relationships. Everything starts right there.
Yes.
And we've been talking about family forums, because one of the key things is to make sure that there is open communication, and that everybody can kind of hash out some things. But in the middle of that forum, you know, you have some goals. Now, to be able to communicate means that we're healthy, but then what are you communicating becomes the next thing.
Right.
And so an example, being an example, and an extreme example in many cases, and what I mean by that, you know, faithfulness and other all these other attributes show up in times when it's real difficult to be those things.
Yes.
And that's when it shines the most.
Right.
When they want to argue, and you know that the more faithful thing, now sometimes the faithful thing is to argue, depending on what, but but the more faithful thing may be to avoid that or to do something else, and that faithfulness shows up and it shines, then that makes room in the communication for you to say some things that wouldn't be heard otherwise when they ask, well, why did you do that, or why do you always avoid the argument, take the soft answer, or what have you. And so it's a plan. And then, of course, as Pastor Marshall said, once you have this goal to help this person, you cannot do it without bathing that thing in prayer and that person in prayer all the time, because it's God that gives the increase. Somebody water, somebody plants, we plant, we water, but it's God that makes things grow.
Right.
Yeah. God that makes things grow. And then the last thing I'll plug in there is that word patience, because nothing grows fast.
Yeah. Mm.
Good growth is always slow growth.
Yes.
And so you leave it in God's hand, and you watch God do what only God can do.
Yes.
Dana, I want to help you, too. This is Pastor Warden of Second Baptist Church in the Heights. We are not here just to give you information, but to help. So we're going to put you on our prayer list. Call the office and leave your name, and Harry will remind me. We're going to start a prayer list, and I'm going to be in charge of that prayer, and we're going to pray until we get the answer. And when we get the answer, you're going to call back and tell us you got the answer. Is that all right, Dana?
Yes, sir.
All righty.
All right. All right. And so our fearless leader has entered the building. None other than President Wilford Norton. All right. We talked about these core values, and we talked about faithfulness.
Mm-hmm.
And faithfulness is just being true to your commitment. If you said you're going to do it, just do it.
Right.
Let's talk about it in one other way. What about faithfulness? We talked about baby mamas,
uh-huh,
and baby daddies and the kids involved. What about being faithful to that child? How does faithfulness look right there?
One of the things is I came up with an unfaithful father. Thank God we mended that before he left here.
All right.
And it took me getting saved for us to mend it. And he got saved.
Okay.
But one of the things that he would tell us, I'm coming to get you.
My.
Mm.
And me and my brother would be sitting there waiting for him to come and get us. And how does that, what kind of pain does that do? I tell you, even after I got saved, I could believe God as God. But if I transferred his name to Father, then I look like I lose all my hope in that God could do what he said he could do, because my father had been very unfaithful. You know, had been unfaithful. But that helped me when the Lord finally got my heart together to help me be faithful to my children.
Mm.
One of the things that helped me do is, no matter where else I went wrong, I didn't go wrong in not keeping my word. If I couldn't keep my word, give them a reasonable answer.
Yeah. Right.
That's why I couldn't.
One of the things that we have incorporated in the family ministry concept, that you brothers going to probably be angry with me because I haven't discussed it with you, is what we call buddy night. And buddy night is when the parents decide that they're going to take each one of the siblings out on an event by themselves, simply so that you develop that personal relationship between the two of them.
Yeah.
And faithfulness would be making sure that whenever that night is supposedly set aside, that it happens. Because faithfulness, the value of faithfulness is that it instills proper credibility.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have credibility with someone, you don't have anything.
Right.
Amen. Faithfulness makes sure that your expectations are met. And once the expectations are met and those expectations are confirmed, when you say something, then the credibility is what makes those who are listening to you appreciate you more.
Yeah.
That's the power of faithfulness. And so buddy nights are when you would be able to take the special child or special sibling. I would take my boy to Baskin Robbins ice cream place, and it didn't really matter if he had done something wrong or if he had not. If he did, I'd whoop him like I owned him. And then we go eat ice cream to discuss it. But then the faithfulness was, it didn't matter if I was angry at him or if I wasn't. We were still going to do Baskin Robbins.
All right. You're listening to Chat with Pac, changing the inner city one family at a time. We'll be back right after this.
Your kind of talk. 1520 KYND.
The high school basketball season tips off November 12th at the M.O. Campbell Center when RCS Sports, in conjunction with Boost Mobile and KYND 1520, presents the season opener.
James on the throwdown. Beautiful dunk.
It includes eight games with matchups like Lamar versus Eisenhower, Kincaid versus Katie Tompkins, Dickinson versus Houston Christian, Cy Falls against Pine Forest, Nimitz versus Victory Prep, Westfield and Pearland Dawson, Yates versus Sam Houston, and Aldine Davis versus Atascocita. Download the KYND radio app and like us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for a chance to attempt a half-court shot to win a Lincoln MKC, courtesy of Fred Hoya and the Bayway Auto Group. First game tips off at 9:30 a.m. The M.O. Campbell Center is located at the corner of Beltway 8 and Aldine Westfield. Saturday, November 12th, at the M.O. Campbell Center, it's the season opener.
On the attack, goes to the goal, left-handed, lays it in.
I just can't believe that you keep blessing me the way that you do.
This is Pastor Claude Cummings III. Join me on Tuesdays at 6 o'clock p.m. for the Ministry with a Message Hour on KYND Radio.
She's a bad girl.
All you're getting is mine.
A really bad girl.
You got to be in all the way.
She's a bad girl.
A clean-up woman is a woman.
A really bad girl.
It's all right to be a little sweet, but be a mama with the kids and you know what in the sheets. No pain, no pain, no pain.
A bad boy.
I stroke it to the east, and I stroke it to the west. I've been stroking.
A bad boy.
Baby, and then you put that thing on me.
It's Millie Jackson.
You're not back in love by Monday.
And Clarence Carter.
2 weeks to fight. You're messing with my head. You got me 2 weeks
to fight. Versus Betty Wright.
After the pain, you're coming.
And Benny Lattimore. It's a bad showdown. Friday, November 18th on 1520 KYND. From Kingwood to Katy. On the air everywhere. Everywhere. The powerful 1520.
His face is black, but she is shown the pretty. Her skirt is short.
Welcome back to Chat with Pac, changing the inner city one family at a time. I want to remind you that all of this stuff that we're talking about that impacts the family and changes the family is meant to change the inner city. To change the inner city, we must change families. Families is the problem. Everything else that we try to shoot at, and not to say we shouldn't work on it, but there are symptoms.
Right.
Symptoms of the core problem, which is the family.
Right.
So that's why we talk so much about the family, because you will see how your family affects everything else when you start to, when you create a healthy environment and a healthy family.
Right.
All right. I want to remind you, you can go to our website, Harry.
And that's going to be chatwithpac.org. Chatwithpac.org.
All right. And on that website, you can find out all about us. want to remind you that there are materials that you can download. Want to talk about them, Pastor Marshall?
We've got the book called The Second Adam, you all. It is the desire that each man will operate in functional masculinity. It's to help men understand what their call is and who they are in life. And so you could get that. That's The Second Adam. Then we got Healthy Relationships. We mentioned that when we were talking to Sister Dana. This book will really help you navigate through relationships in life.
Right.
And then we got, of course, Sharing Love with Thugs, which helps us understand the mentality of the thug today, but show them love in helping them overcome and change their life.
Amen.
All right. Great. Now, we're always talking about these classes that we have. And again, the next class starts January the 9th. And so you can call our offices right now and you can... And you can sign up, you can inquire, whatever you want to do about these classes, 713-784-6055. But interesting enough, through social media, we had one fellow just chime in about having taken the class, and what did he say about that?
Right. Pastor Prado? You know, this is one of our fellows you all from, I think, like the second class when we first started out this, and his name is Kosey Robinson. He called in, text in here, because we're live. He said, "This program changed my life. Thanks, and God bless. As soon as I'm available, I'll come in person." He's going to come out in person, let us know that. But guess what, y'all? He said his work schedule is tight. So we were able to share with this young man. You all can on here. It changed his life because that's our desire, and he's working.
Right.
Now, I want to say this, that employers, a particular employee at the time, came to us and said that they had a revolving door, basically, when it came to hiring black people, because, and I'm talking about what they're talking about,
right? Yeah. Right.
And they said that they needed, they had to have them because the law required, and they hire black people, they hire us. And so they said that if going through our program could create an employee that would stay. That's what it's all about. We'll talk about that a little bit.
And you know, we mentioned when we first opened the class, 109 people go through, and only 10 are working like 6 or 7 weeks later because their core values are not a part of their functional behavior.
Yeah. Right.
They, you know, it's not important for me to be faithful or be on time. Especially my baby mama called.
You have a story like that.
I got a story like that, yeah.
Tell that story.
Yeah, and he's on his way to work. He's supposed to be there at 7:30. His baby mama called. And he turns around and goes to see what she wants, only to discover she just wanted him to be home. Mm. And the next thing that happens out of that, he decides to come back. He's late. And then he blames us for not holding the job opening there so he could get hired. Mm. Is the physical definition of dysfunction. So we're going in and out of a conversation because in his reasoning, he laid hold to what we call spontaneous decision making.
Right.
And he was spontaneous in not processing what it was going to happen to him if he decided to go see his baby mama versus the job. And when he doesn't get the job, he's now angry at someone and decides to take it out on us because he says we should have held that job for him. Wow. Now, those who are listening, you probably have one or two stories like these, but this is common in our culture.
Right.
It's the reason we exist, because we want to put a support system in place that will allow us to begin to take a part of the dysfunctional decision that's happening amongst our people.
Yeah.
And we believe God has called us to step in and say the problem is we have decided to put him out. Mm. We've decided we don't need him anymore. We've decided we can do the cultural thing and make it, and we're watching this thing fall apart in front of our eyes.
Well, let me ask you this. What does faithfulness look like when you on the way to a place where you're supposed to be, like work, same scenario? What does faithfulness look like when baby mama calls?
faithfulness tells baby mama, I'm going to come back with a check for you. Baby mamas understand checks. They understand when you come back, just make sure your credibility is in check when you take the check. Just have the check.
This is how you're going to get your child.
Yeah, that's how you're going to get it.
Yeah.
That's how you're going to get it. Yeah. Baby, I'm going to be there, but let me go here and get this job for you. I'm going for you. I'm not going for me. I'm going for you and all the children.
Yeah, all the children.
And all the children. And so once that's understood, remember, most of the issues that we deal with our females is their insecurity.
Right.
And we teach in our masculinity classes, if you just deal with that insecurity, you'll be married a long time. Because all she wants is to make sure that somebody's going to take that. And baby mamas are no different from people we marry. All right. You take care of the insecurity. They will love you to death. Amen, women? Yeah. Amen.
Now, what happens? Would it be an example of unfaithfulness when you show up in the afternoon and nothing adds up the way you were supposed to be?
So, yeah, I'm going to work and you walk around the block. You're supposed to be on your way to work. And you walk around the block twice. You left home only to discover somebody saw you in the park.
We had a young man that was dressed to go to work. He was dressed to go to work. And he'd go to work all week, but he had to come up with some reason there was no finance come payday. You know, that's unfaithfulness.
That's unfaithfulness.
That is high.
Yeah.
So the company has got 4 weeks in the hole.
That check don't ever
that check never going to come.
But I think, again, it's just extremely important that when we are... I remember in the scripture where Paul says that I long to see you when he was talking to the Roman church, and he said, I want to come and I want to impart to you spiritual gifts, spiritual Amen. Things, you know. Amen. And to do that, again, we talked about Timothy, that he said, the things that I've modeled for you, that I've shown to you, you know, that those are the things. And again, so that example is very important to open up the door to communicate the principles behind the example.
Right.
Exactly. And it's an interesting because in 2 Timothy 3, he opens with, here are the issues of these last days. And that's exactly the cultural conditions we have now.
Yes.
You know, hard-heartedness, not loving your mom, having a form of godliness with no power, you know, hearty, just not loving people. And he comes away from that saying, listen, you've seen my doctrine, my manner of life, and you know how I do things. He opens back up and saying, look, you live in a time when even the religious system is going to have people deceiving and being deceived.
Mm-hmm.
These are our days. And he says, but you knew the scripture from your mother.
Right.
And then the scripture is God bred, and here's what it's going to do for you. So what is he saying? He's saying, listen, you're a single guy. I need you to do some things for me. So this is for the singles. You can go out there and maintain the faithfulness that it takes in recognizing what I've taught you. Recognizing how my demonstrations have connected to what I taught you. Then recognizing how those demonstrations are going to help you under the weights of pressure, persecution. You'll see that faithfulness will allow you to maintain your value because you are living that example while other people are looking. And so here comes a group of my friends who say, listen, we want to invite you out to a speaking engagement, but after that, we got a young lady we want you to meet. Faithfulness says, I got a wife. What I need to meet with some young lady for. But that's all right. You know, this is kind of how we roll. But I don't roll like that.
No.
I don't roll like that. And it needs to be, okay, so, and one of my friends said, you don't have a friend in the room. And I said, I got Jesus. He's the only friend I need.
Yeah.
Now watch this. That's the same one that got me up from cancer, right?
Yes.
That's the same Jesus. Now, two cancers, who I want to be faithful to.
Yeah. Right.
So, you know, if we don't be faithful while we got good life, and then when we die, we want to call God, come help me out. You know, that's how they do it.
Mm-hmm.
No, ma'am, no, sir.
Yeah.
Our faithfulness is to God first. And he's already recognized how dysfunctional we are. So he did all the work that would make us faithful, right? Mm-hmm. He died on the cross for us, placed us in Christ, comes to our aid every time we blow it. And if we confess our sin, he is what?
Faithful
and just to forgive us and clean us. I mean, what else can you have?
One of the things I notice you do, and Pastor Crowd and all the ones that I've heard teach the class, we constantly tell them, this is how we got from dysfunction. And tell them stories of our dysfunction.
Yes. Right.
So they'll know we didn't just pop up and have these core values, and this is something we have learned how to walk out ourselves. Sometimes in disappointment.
Yeah.
Sometimes laying the right groundwork.
Right.
Yet not seeing the results that we want to see, but stand faithful to the things we know God has. If he delivered you from cancer, he'll deliver you from anything. He has the ability to deliver you from anything.
Because his credibility is tied in my world.
He got street cred.
but what we begin to see is that the dysfunctional values from the hood, where I'm cheating on baby mamas, I got 4, 5, 6 women on the side, as well as in the secular culture, clashes with core values. Mm. They're going to clash. And though when it clashes, it's only as good as we are confident that clashing is going to give me deeper credibility.
Right.
See, I can't communicate any point to anyone if I'm not credible.
Yeah. Amen.
If my credibility is shot, they're going to walk away saying he's just another, you fill in the blank.
Mm-hmm.
See, but when we stand our ground in faithfulness, it is an important value. It's not something I'm doing because I'm a preacher. It's something I'm doing because it's the best thing to do.
Right.
And then when I go out and talk to people about change, people don't have a problem following me because they're going to see the value in my life. And when I go out and we have to raise funds for what we're doing, it is faithfulness that gets our program paid.
All right.
Because they know it's not going to matter how much weight is placed on us. We're not going to move off of what we're doing. We're not going to cheat. We're not going to cut any corners. We're not going to do any of that. Yes. We're going to stand true to what we've been called to do because we believe in the God of the Bible, and we know that our credibility, as we mention all the time in the war room, we have no blemishes on our name.
Right.
Yes. The reason we don't have any blemishes on our name is not because we're not throwed off. Everybody in the room is throwed off. Amen.
Amen.
But I like what you said, that it's going to, core values are going to clash with these other bad values.
And we
get nothing done unless it clashes.
That's right. That's right.
Yes.
I mean, because darkness and light.
Right.
They will do that.
Yeah. And so we want to invite you again to call our offices 713-784-6055 to find out more about everything we're doing. If you want your family healthy, you want to work hard at that, call us and we want to help you. If you're looking for maybe a job opportunity or to get pushed up in the line, or call us. We want to help you with that through our classes and courses. If you like what you're hearing, communicate it to us. You can call our office. Just say, hey, I like what I'm hearing on the radio. You can call the show every Saturday at 4 o'clock. We're right here on KYND 1520 AM. Mm. So, again, our website is
chatwithpack.org. Chatwithpack.org.
Hey, man, we want to thank Dana for calling.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And we want to remind her to call our offices and because we really do want to connect with you. And you can get involved in what we do. We have a lot of volunteer opportunities and things like that. Or just come in and view our offices. We'll be glad to show you around, glad to tell you about what we do. All we want to do is connect with you so that we can change the inner city.
One family at a time.
God bless you.
A boy is born in hot damn Mississippi, surrounded by four walls that ain't so pretty. His parents give him love and affection to keep him strong, moving in the right direction, living just enough.
finally get.